When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And I'm really excited because, one, we've got a lot of stuff to announce. But two, as we get closer to the draft and everything that's kind of taking on, like, I love mock drafts. I really, really do. It's fun. It's exciting. I really appreciate when people share them with me. And I get excited with the picks that you made. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. But probably the number one most common trend is, there's no way in hell that dude's going to be there. Like, I'm seeing mock drafts with Roger Rosengarten going in the sixth round. I'm seeing, you know, Jatavion Sanders going to the third, fourth round. Like, and that's cool. I love playing the what-if game, man. Wouldn't this be cool if, and whatever else. That's awesome. But what I wanted to do today, and shout out to my man, Matt. He's the one that gave me the idea. Like, can you do a realistic first-round mock draft and what would actually be available or could be available for the 49ers if, like, reality sunk in? Because, like, you do these simulators and they're fun and I love them and they're awesome. But look, there's a few things that happen every single year in the first round, no matter what. Offensive tackles, wide receivers, corners all shoot up the board. Why? Because they're some of the most paid positions and you need so many of them. Right? You need one quarterback. You need one tight end. You need one whatever. You got to have multiple corners, at least three. You got to have at least four wide receivers. You got to have at least two tackles. And they cost a lot, too. So then you're getting the cap savings. So, you know, however you do these simulators, like, look, if tackles and corners and wide receivers are not going off the board, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And you could add pass rushers and quarterbacks to that as well. But I don't know. We've kind of seen teams a little more hesitant to jump on these quarterbacks of late. You talk about guys like Will Levis, who's like, oh, he's going to the top four. He's going to the top four. He's going to the top four. He goes to the second round. Malik Willis, oh, he's going to the top five, top five, top five. He goes in third round. I think teams are a little bit more hesitant because if you don't have the supporting cast, it doesn't matter who the hell the quarterback is. Really, really doesn't. What's up, Phil? Coming in strong with a super chat. He's hashtag CC. The Niners got four D linemen in free agency. Why would they draft a defensive lineman in the first round? Well, a lot of these are 1 and 2 year rentals. And we know John Lynch loves defensive linemen more than almost any position. And I also kind of think, like, if you look at the board and we'll see how it goes, like, if I was a betting man, I think it was plus 460, my bookie has. The best odds were for a tackle, offensive lineman. The second best odds, according to my bookie, for the 49ers in their first pick, wide receiver. Are you kidding me? And then defensive line. Like, wouldn't be shocked at all, Phil. And, you know, is that the value? Yes, I think it is. But is it an immediate path to playing time? I don't know. I don't know. Offensive line seems to be the biggest need, but you got to remember, this is the exact same team with the exact same nine offensive linemen that they had last year. They drafted zero linemen. Zero last year. Not saying that's going to be the case this time, but I would not be shocked. I would not be shocked. I'm just being honest with you. I want to say thank you to all the people showing up. What's up, David? Mike? Hashtag CCs. Y'all the best. What's up, Steven? Mosquito Killer, Big Tone. What's up? What's up, guys? Y'all are awesome. Man, people showing up today. This is going to be fun. So, again, just a reminder, today's show is going to try to be, we're doing a full first-round mock where we control every single team. Now, listen, Rafi says, like and subscribe, everyone, please. It helps us out. Ice Cold Nar says, yes, I needed this today. What's up, Thomas? How we doing, man? Appreciate you. What's up, Kim? Kicker in the first round. It's going to happen before Shanahan is done here. No doubt about that. Now, a couple just real quick announcements, which I'm super pumped about, man. We do have a draft party scheduled, which is going to be fun. So all of my, you know, Southern California awesome people, we are going to be at the Champion Sports Bar, draft party days one and day two. It's going to be a blast. We're going to be streaming live there. That's down in Murrieta. So just outside of Temecula, in between LA and Temecula, that's 39400 Murrieta Hot Springs Road. If you want to call or text for reservations, it's not the biggest venue. It's going to be chill. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be Niners. 310-847-9150. Text or call and say, hey, I want days one or day two of the NFL draft. I want to come party with you guys. I think it's going to be like 10 bucks at the door, something like that, but it's going to be incredible. Giveaways. We're giving away tickets to the 49ers Rams game, jerseys, trivia, you name it. It's what we always do. It's going to be a blast. So the Champion Sports Bar in Murrieta, that's where we're going to be. On top of that, this week we got an awesome hangout. Jerry Rice tier Zoom meeting. We do it every year before the draft. So if you want to join us Thursday, there's no basketball games Thursday. I had to base this around the NBA playoffs. Go Warriors. Go Mavs, but also go Warriors. So Thursday, 4:18 at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are going to be having a Jerry Rice tier Zoom meeting. Those details have already been posted on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. So we'll get together for an hour, talk draft, what you want to happen, what you don't want to happen, and that's Jerry Rice tier and above if you want to be a part of that. And it's going to be a blast. I'm really, really, these are always those pre-draft meetings. They're just a blast. They're always a good time. So without further ado, let's do this, ladies and gents. Pull in the big board. Now we're doing PFF, but it doesn't matter because we're controlling every damn team. And the whole idea is to get down to 31 and we'll see where we're at time wise. But I'm hoping that this gives everybody, because I know you guys watch predominantly 49ers content. There's nothing wrong with that. That is a beautiful thing. But the idea is let's create a somewhat realistic picture of who the 49ers options are going to be at 31. So we're going to enter the draft. We're controlling every single pick. What's up, Salty? How we doing, man? Appreciate you, buddy. We got Kevin in the house too. I love it. Rocky says, got to go do family stuff. Just want to say thanks for the awesome work, man. Appreciate you, Rocky. You're the man. You're the man. So here we go on the clock. Number one, I think that this is probably, oh, I got to start the draft. Caleb Williams is going number one, period. I don't care what anybody says. Now, number two with Washington, and right here, I do agree with this, Rick, and I will be putting my money where my mouth is. Washington, I believe, is going Drake May. I just think that makes the most sense. They're definitely going quarterback. I think Drake May is by far the safest pick there and fits with kind of what Peters wants to do. So I'm going Drake May number two. And again, the goal of this experiment is not to get the most picks right. That's not what we're doing. It's not to predict trades. I'm not predicting trades. The goal of this is to match talent that will be gone and help it make sense for the 49ers at 31. So if you disagree on Drake May going number two, you can email me and we could argue. That's cool. I don't mind that. But that's not the purpose of the show today. The purpose of the show today is to create a realistic option of what the 49ers will see at 31. Now, pick number three, the New England Patriots are on the clock. Probably one of the most difficult selections to predict in the top five because they have the worst roster in the NFL, and it's not close. Bill Belichick left that place a dumpster fire. And yeah, I think if they could trade out, Rick says, you know, for sure, we're not doing trades. That's not the idea here. I care way more about the players and the slots that they will go at than I do about team needs and whatever else. So the Patriots, yeah, quarterback's an option, but listen to these wide receivers. Kendrick Bourne's their wide receiver one. Juju Smith-Schuster, and then Douglas is their slot guy. Kendrick should be in the slot. That's why I'm going number three. I'm going Marvin Harrison Jr. Not so much what I think they'll do. They'll either go quarterback, trade back, or wide receiver. Best player on the board. You put a quarterback into this system right now, they're going to fail. Look what happened to Bryce last year. One, that was a terrible pick. Two, that was a terrible trade up. Three, he had no supporting cast whatsoever. And so maybe you learn from that, Jared Mayo. I hope so. I'm going Marvin Harrison Jr., number three. He's my number two player on my big board. And then we got the Cardinals, another potential trade back. But again, make no mistake, they need wide receiver help. If they trade back, you know, a quarterback would go in this slot. But I'm going wide receiver again. I'm going Rome Odunze. I know a lot of people would put Malik Nabers there. That's fine. Both will be gone by 31. And now we got John Harbaugh and the Chargers up at number five. Everybody wants to say wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. You know, they lose Mike Williams. They lose Keenan Allen. I think that makes sense. Malik Nabers is the number five player on my board. This is the number five player there. But I'm sorry. I'm not going wide receiver here. We all know John Harbaugh. We all know John Harbaugh. And right here, Rick. I feel like Rick and is my burner account. He says, Joe Alt to the Chargers. Bowers. No, Brock Bowers not going in the top 10 ever in any draft I will ever do. I like him, but that's just not happening. I'm going Joe Alt. Offensive line, control it. Kick, you know, your right tackle into guard. Create that physical running style. Malik Nabers would not be a bad choice, but I think offensive line, there's going to be an offensive tackle go in the top five. It's going to happen. Now, number six, we got the Giants on the board. This is an obvious quarterback pick. I think that's what it's going to be. And, you know, I got to scroll down. I'm going Jalen Daniels, number six overall. Did y'all see that picture of Daniel Dimes? Oh my gosh. It's just terrifying. That dude is just, I don't know. Cannot believe they paid him. Now let's go Tennessee Titans. You know, as we pull this up, you know, I'm looking at just their roster just real quick. You know, their needs, wide receiver, O-line, edge, DB. I don't think their wide receiver room's really that bad. They got DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, and Treylon Burks. You got old and young mixed together. Like, I don't see wide receiver. Malik Nabers would be a fit. I think offensive lineman. Petit Frere is their starting right tackle. That makes no sense to me. So I am going, Dylan Reduns is their starting left tackle. Like, they need a true, true tackle, and I think that's what would go here. Now, there's lots of options there, but I'm going with the Penn State kid, Olamouye Fashanu, tackle at number seven. To the Tennessee Titans. Now the Falcons are on the clock. D-line, CB. They need both. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, golly, Malik Nabers is still sitting there. And I kind of feel like number nine is the lowest he'll fall. And again, if you're like, dude, there's no way Malik Nabers falls, switch Rome Odunze in that spot. That's fine. Like, I have no issues with that. You know, you look at the wide receivers, they paid Mooney. They've got, you know, Rondale Moore. They brought him over. They've got London. They got Pitts. They have to have an edge guy. They have to. And I think this is where the first edge comes off the board. Is it Latu? I doubt it. I really think Jared Verse is the cleanest, but I think Dallas Turner is kind of the consensus number one on the big board. So I'm going Dallas Turner to the Falcons at eight. And now we've got the Bears back on. And so you mean to tell me they're sitting there and one of the three wide receivers fell? Malik Nabers, I'm pairing them up. Gosh, man. Talk about Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Malik Nabers, or Rome Odunze if you want to swap that in. Don't care. Now, number 10, the Jets are on the clock and Brock Bowers has had meetings. It makes sense. All those things. I'm sorry, guys. I cannot do it in good faith. This is going to be a tackle. This is going to be one of three players, J.C. Latham, Troy Fontenot, and Talese Fuaga. And the number one rated player on my board is Fuaga, and that's where I'm going. So Oregon State tackle, number 10 overall. Number 11, we got the Vikings. Now, this is an area, And I know a lot of people are like, oh, J.J. McCarthy's going, you know, top five. He could be number three, number two pick overall. Guys, I'm telling you right now, that's a smoke show. I'm telling you right now, that is not the case. There's no world where you're going to take him over Drake May or Jaden Daniels. I just can't see it. Now, I know there's one or two teams out there that would disagree, but this is like the earliest we could consider him going, but I'm still saying no. The Vikings are on the clock, quarterback, tight end, guard, center, defensive, interior, DB.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like, the Minnesota Vikings are a weird team. They're just weird. You know, they got Sam Darnold. They've got wide receivers. They've got Hockenson. O-line solid. This is where I think defensive line makes the most sense. But again, do you get a number one ranked defensive tackle in Byron Murphy that could be an all-pro player? Or do you take J.J. McCarthy, who's just like, meh. Like, I'm sorry. I do not see J.J. McCarthy going top 11. It's possible, but I think it would be a mistake. I really, really do. I'm going with the defensive tackle, the stud here. Where's he at? He's not on here. Come on now. There he is. Byron Murphy, my number one defensive tackle. He's just too damn good a player. It's a position of need. It makes sense. You see how much defensive tackles are getting paid. You're saving a lot of money. Now, I know Sam Darnold's not the answer, but man, if they jump up, there's no difference between J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix or Michael Penix. I prefer Penix over both of those, to be honest with you. One of those guys will be available later. Number 12, kind of same situation with the Broncos. What are they going to do? You know, quarterback, wide receiver, center, edge, corner. Man, I actually think corner makes the most sense. We haven't had a corner go off the board. So I'm going Quinyon Mitchell to the Broncos. And then Patrick Surtain and Quinyon Mitchell just make sense. Raiders are on the clock. Quarterback, running back, O-line, defensive inside. You know, they've got Aiden O'Connell. That's their quarterback. And I saw people were like, oh, there could be 5 or 6 quarterbacks going the first round. No, they're not. There's not, guys. There's not. There's not going to. And, like, I see the J.J. McCarthy. I do think J.J. McCarthy will go at some point. I really do. In the first round, I could see it. And I think it makes sense here more than anywhere else. I hate it. You know, you're sitting there. The Raiders, they could use help so many places. And there's some studs on the board, man. To pass up Jared Verse, to pass up J.C. Latham, Terrion Arnold, Johnny Newton, to go get a quarterback, oh, it disgusts me. I want to do it, and I hate it, but I do think one of those three teams. So again, don't argue with me about you can't argue with me, but, you know, oh, I don't think the Vikings will take this player. Like, I get that. Well, that's not what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create a realistic option at 31 for what will be available for the 49ers. That's the goal of today's show. So I'm taking J.J. McCarthy for the Raiders because they make bad choices. All right, here we go. Saints are on the clock. Quarterback again, wide receiver, tackle, D-line. Let's look at their roster because I don't, you know, whenever you're talking about New Orleans, they love edge players. And, man, I don't know. Their tackle, you know, they drafted Penning. They traded two first for Penning. It just hasn't worked out. Wide receivers aren't bad, but they're not good either. This is a spot where I could definitely see a wide receiver go. I could see a tackle go. And I could see a defensive tackle go. So, if man, we've got to have more edge guys off the board. But, man, they've got three good edge players. And they just signed Chase Young. They got Granderson. They got one of my favorite players ever. And Cameron Jordan, tight end. Is that an option at this point? No, Johnson they like. Man, I think I'm going to go tackle. Who plays left tackle? I'm going Trey Fontenot. Left tackle at, you know, number 14. Now we got the Colts. Colts are on the board. The Colts are the funniest team in the NFL because they just care about traits. They're more Trent Baalke than Trent Baalke is. They just want traits. So you've got to go with the freak. Wide receiver and DB make the most sense. Guess who the number one freak is at the defensive back position? Cooper DeJean, probably one of the best athletes to ever play corner. Or defensive back, wherever. I'm going Cooper DeJean right there. Just makes too much sense. Seahawks are on the clock. Guard, center, edge, linebacker. This is kind of the earliest spot where I see Jackson Powers Johnson being a very, very real option. Because he could play guard or center. But edge is there. And again, Mike McDonald's coming over from Baltimore. And what do? They just take edge players. That's all that they do. And Jared Verse is still sitting there. This is an absolute value. Jared Verse going 16 to the Seahawks. I hate it. All right. Jaguars on the clock. Guard, center, edge. Yeah, there's some edge guys. You know, Leiatu Latu. Trent Baalke loves guys with health injury in the past. There's nobody that has that more than him. I do think, again, this is another option for Jackson Powers Johnson going right there. But we got to get like a freak athlete for him. Yeah, I think this is probably where it goes. Jackson Powers Johnson. Going to Trent Baalke and the Jaguars. Number 18. Now, this is the kind of sweet spot. Whenever I look at the Bengals and trying to figure out, man, where is Brock Bowers going to go off the clock? They got Gesicki, but he's not a complete player at all. Their offensive line's not the best. They could use edge players always. They've got two guys they like in Hubbard and Hendrickson. This is kind of the spot where I think Brock Bowers should go. Maybe 21, like the 18 to 21 spot. So if Brock Bowers doesn't go here, Miami at 21 makes a lot of sense. Really, really does. But I don't think he's going to fall this far. So I'm going number 18 to the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going Brock Bowers. Now the Rams are on the clock at 19. Quarterback, tackle, D-line. Johnny Newton's still sitting there. They just, you know, Aaron Donald retired. Johnny Newton's not Aaron Donald. He's not. But he is an absolute stud. Plug and play. I'm going Johnny Newton to the Rams. I hate that pick because it's such a good pick. 20. This is the Brandon Ayuk trade pick, right? Wrong. But whenever you look at the Steelers roster, they don't have a great offensive line. They don't have great anything. It's, you know, Quez Watkins and Van Jefferson are their starting wide receivers. it's a correct assumption that they need a wide receiver. And there's wide receivers available. There's tackles available. Adonai Mitchell's sitting there. Brian Thomas is sitting there. Now, I have Brian Thomas ranked higher than A.D. Mitchell, but I think A.D. Mitchell is a much better fit alongside Pickens. So I'm going A.D. Mitchell, who's my Brandon Ayuk light at pick 20, and I think that he's going in the top 25. Now you got the Miami Dolphins, tight end, O-line, defensive interior. They lost so many starters. Talking about the Miami Dolphins. I mean, they have lost a lot. Christian Wilkins, he gone. You know, I don't think there's any defensive interior guys that are available here. Jalen Ramsey's still there. They brought over Fuller. They've got some good linemen. I don't know what I want to do here. Best players available: Laiatu Latu, Tarion Arnold, J.C. Latham. And I think those are the clear. Brian Robinson, speed. They always want speed. You know, Braxton Berrios is their slot now, and it's a little too much, in my opinion. This is kind of a weird spot. I do think they could use more edge players, though. I really do. Corner, I mean, they went and got, you know, Kendall Fuller and Jalen Ramsey. But, man, they love corners. I think I'm going edge here. I think I'm going edge. They're picking up the fifth-year option of Phillips. They expect him back. And the most Jordan Phillips player of this draft is Laiatu Latu. But, man, that's three stud edge players. I don't know if I could do that. We're going Tarion Arnold. I can't believe he's here. He's my number one corner. I don't think he's the best fit for a lot of teams, but I'm going Tarion Arnold corner for number 21. Eagles on the clock, number 22. Wide receiver, linebacker, DB. Nate Wiggins is still on the board. He doesn't tackle. Kool-Aid McKinstry still there. Yeah, this is a rough one because you got to get somebody that wants to play and wants to tackle. But, you know, the Eagles are always such a – they do not take frivolous positions. Not early, they don't. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith for sure. Devontae Parker's their other starting corner. This is rough. You know, they lost some offensive linemen for sure. Johnson's their starting, you know, Lane Johnson's still there. Jurgen steps in at center. But what they could do is draft a center here. This is kind of a Graham Barton territory, Zach Frazier territory. Is there a defensive back that I like? I hate Nate Wiggins. I do not like his tape, but he is a freak player. They could use a cover corner. They don't care if they don't tackle. They've got Bradbury. I'm going Nate Wiggins here because I would love this pick. I think they don't draft corners early, though. They never have. I'm going Nate Wiggins, 22, and I know people are going to be upset about that, but Eagles fans are upset anyway. And so I learned if people want to be upset, you just upset them. You just upset them. 23. The Vikings are back on the clock. We gave them Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle, earlier. Quarterback still a need. Tight end, interior guard, center, or a defensive back. Man, how is Laiatu Latu and J.C. Latham still on the board? Ugh. There are some studs there. There are some studs there. Quarterback's a possibility, but I do not see five quarterbacks going. Zach Frazier's for real. I'm going Graham Barton, who just has too much versatility. And any team that needs alignment, Graham Barton's going to be on the list. Could start at guard. You move him to center eventually. I'm going Graham Barton, number 23, to the Vikings. Cowboys are on the clock. Running back, wide receiver, tackle, all that stuff. If J.C. Latham is there, I think they're going Latham. He's off the board at 24. Here we're at 25. They need O-line, defensive interior. This is the Packers, or safety. Let me look at the Packers roster real quick. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this. This is fun for me. And just trying to give everybody just like, okay, this is the actual process of the players that will be available potentially. Yeah, they got Zach Tom. I love that dude at right tackle. You know, Rasheed Walker, he's the seventh rounder at left tackle. Myers, not a good center. Right guard's an issue. They've got the wide receivers. Defensively, they're pretty solid, man. That's a good team. This is a good team. Linebackers, an issue. I ain't going to lie. Isaiah McDuffie, yeah. And Quay Walker, linebacker's an issue. This is probably the first time somebody like Peyton Wilson, who's my linebacker one, that would make sense. Interior offensive line is their biggest need. Zach Frazier's sitting there. Gosh, man, that would be such a smart pick by them. But let's look at just the best value. The best value that's available right now, Laiatu Latu, Brian Thomas Jr. Those are the two value guys that are sitting there. Chop Robinson, you put him on there. Man. I think can't have enough edge players. And what do the Packers do? They just wait for value. I'm going Laiatu Latu, even though they already have two edge guys that they like. That's just too much value there. He's got to be off the board at some point. Bucks are on the clock. They got a lot of needs. Guard, center, edge, linebacker, cornerback. I think this is a real clean spot. You know, they've got a lot of needs. And it's funny because there's so many teams that need guard and centers. Now, usually you don't take those in the first round. But, man, there's some fits there. Byron Thomas Jr. They don't really need wide receiver, but that is some value. You just signed Baker to a long deal, and Brian Thomas Jr. can run. Let's see here. Kool-Aid McKinstry's real. This is where we're starting to get. And you can just see where it's like, ouch. No running backs going early. No more tight ends. So it's interior offensive lineman or an edge player. I'm going Chop Robinson. Just makes too much sense. He's got to be going in this area. Now, the Cardinals are back on the clock. We're not trading. They got Roma Dunze earlier in this mock. Guard center again. Every team in the NFL. Defensive line. Let's look at the Cardinals just because they're NFC, you know, West. They've got a decent offensive line. You know, Jonah Williams and Paris Johnson Jr. They got Freiholt. They brought him over. They got one stud wide receiver. God, could they go two? Michael Wilson, Pascal, and Dortch are their wide receivers. You want to pair up Roma Dunze with another wide receiver? It kind of makes sense. Their corners are terrible. What corners are available right here? Brian Thomas Jr., Kool-Aid McKinstry, he's gone. That makes sense. All right, now here we go with the Bills are on the clock. And if Brian Thomas Jr.'s there, I don't think he's going to make it to 27. I really, really don't. That's just too much of a good pairing. Brian Thomas Jr. to number 28. We got the Detroit Lions on the clock at 29. Guard center again. Edge, cornerback. Yeah, they've got some major needs. And they will draft any position. They do not care about positional value. Zach Frazier's the definition of a Campbell guy. I'm going center Zach Frazier, number 29, to the Lions. That just makes way too much sense there. And it's funny because whenever I bring up Zach Frazier to the Niners, so many people are just like, oh, man, no way. But I just went through six teams that could have drafted him. He could go to so many of those spots. All right, number 30, the Ravens are on the clock. Wide receiver, O-line, edge, corner. Amarius Mims is there. Troy Franklin's there. Ladd McConkey's there. Tyler Guyton's there. I think Tyler Guyton just makes way too much sense. Let's look at their roster just real quick. Do they need a left or do they need a right? They got Stanley, and they got Macari at right tackle. And I think you could put Tyler Guyton there and kick him inside if you needed to. They got Bateman, Flowers, Hardy. They do need a wide receiver. They do need a wide receiver. I'm going Troy Franklin. Why not? I think that's a good pairing with Lamar Jackson. Could be offensive line there. But I'm going Troy Franklin. And now we got the Niners on the clock. And I'm really excited to we're gonna buckle down here. We're gonna spend some time. But before we do, if you haven't gone and checked it out yet, our draft book is out. The 49ers Rush 2024 NFL Draft Book is here. 205 prospects completely broken down with combine results, film tape review, background, GPA, major, stats, PFF scores, trait ranks, not one but two play style comps for every one, including how they fit on the 49ers and where they will be drafted. Now, if we have it in book format. If you want the raw data and you want to add in your own scouting notes, we have those things as well. So we got PDF, we've got Google Sheets, we've got Google Docs. We've got a war room style big board where you can see all of the players ranked vertically and horizontally based on round. You want to see who could play center. We've denoted that amongst the interior offensive linemen. You want to know which corners can play nickel. We have that as well, all the way down to undrafted free agent status. And if that's not enough, we ranked every single prospect 1 through 205. So you can figure out who the value is when the 49ers select. And we even put together this customizable chart. So if you want to look at, hey, who has the best 49ers fit on a scale of 1 to 10, you could sort it that way. You want to look at who the 49ers have met with. Easy to sort it there as well. Lots of customizable charts that you can create and adapt to however you want them. All you got to do is go to the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. As soon as you sign up, you get access to all this and more. Hopefully you guys enjoy, and this will increase your 49ers draft experience for this year. All right. And I want to say thank you to PB Systems. They are the best. Link in the description of the video. You need website help. You need customizable presentation help. You need subscription help. You need whatever. They are incredible, man. And I just cannot thank those guys enough. Link in the description of the video and audio. PB Systems, go check it out. So, Niners are on the clock. Pick number 31. Now, according to my big board, every first-round pick is gone. I have 24 first-round grades. They're all gone. The top-rated player on my big board is Michael Penix Jr. Obviously, we're not going that way. Xavier Worthy would be number 2. Kingsley Suamatia would be number 3. Jatavion Sanders, 4. Chris Broswell. It's just so you can kind of see, just based off of my big board, those are the top-rated players. Now, if we go through positions, okay, wide receivers, Ladd McConkey, which... Peter Schrager of NFL Network, who has a lot of insight with the 49ers, he had Ladd McConkey on their first round mock draft to the 49ers. Now, I'm not the biggest Ladd McConkey guy. If you like combine and you like footwork, he's awesome. Let me just read through. I want to spend the rest of the show here. So, Ladd McConkey, 5'11", 186. He met with the Niners. 4'3", 940. He's got speed. 22 years old, route magician. DBs never have a clue what he's doing. Clean, do-it-all wide receiver. Can play all the wide receiver spots. Just gets the job done. Now, I will say this. He likes to block, but he was interesting to me because I'm like, man, is he a slot guy or is he outside wide receiver guy? His route technician says outside, but he doesn't play very big at all times. Played through a lot of injuries in his career. Niners love that. He had turf toe and knee issues, but he never missed a game in 2023. He played through a lot of stuff. Double moves, killer. I mean, he won the Warfel Trophy. That goes to the player who best combines exemplary community service with athletic and academic achievement. Like quarterback in high school, ran a 10-8 in the 100. Like he's got speed. Graduated magna cum laude, a finance major. Finalist for the academic. Like, this guy checks all the boxes. I'm not as high on him because of the tape. I like him. I mean, I got a top second round grade on him. I like Worthy more because of the traits. But Ladd McConkey is like an actual thing here. Now, Xavier Worthy, it's funny. Let me go open up my Twitter because I tweeted this out last night. I was watching TV with the wife and I was curious what people would say. I tweeted out, okay, the 49ers met with wide receiver Xavier Worthy. This is the 4-2-140 guy from Texas. How would you feel if the Niners select him at number 31 overall? And I gave three options. Love it, meh, or hate it. Meh, 44.9%. Hate it, 32%. Love it, 23%. So let me ask you this. This is not going to be the pick necessarily. It could be. But if you had to pick, okay, the 49ers are on the clock and they're drafting a wide receiver. And they're taking Xavier Worthy or they're taking Ladd McConkey. I want you to put into the chat who you would prefer just out of those two. We're going to talk about other positions. But just out of wide receiver, which the 49ers have spent more draft capital on the wide receiver position than any other position on the team, Ladd McConkey or Xavier Worthy. And again, I know... Yeah, two tighties, never missed a game in Texas. Never missed a game. Dude has never missed a game. And so I get it. He is small. But that dude, 25 college games, or sorry, no. Played in 41 straight games at Texas. There we go. Did have a lot of injuries in high school, but he made it through the Big 12. Not saying that's a good thing or whatever. We got Ladd. Uncle Salty Worthy is an average wide receiver at best. No way, man. I disagree with that completely. McConkey only had two touchdowns last year. Yeah, exactly. No. There are speed guys and there's speed guys that are wide receivers. Xavier Worthy is a speed guy that is a wide receiver. He is a wide receiver. He's a returner. Might be the best returner in the NFL day one. Ladd McConkey, Ladd seems better for what Purdy does best. Don't disagree there. I think Worthy is a better Shanahan fit. Ladd is a better Brock fit. There we go. That was on the fly. I like that. Josh says, don't like either one. Love you, Josh. Juke says, don't like either one. Bruce says, Ladd, Worthy too small. You guys do know Ladd McConkey's small, right? Like, he's 186 pounds. Like, I don't think... Worthy's 165, so he is smaller, but they're both tiny. They're both very small wide receivers. Invader Niter says neither. Leggett, I have a second-round grade on Leggett, but I do not have him in the same tier as these two guys. Polk in round two. I love Polk, man. Polk might go in the first round. He's just so clean. Worthy, Javon Baker, I think I have a fifth-round grade on. Ladd is mid. Worthy is the next John Ross. No way. You have never watched him, Rick. I love you, Rick. You're my alter ego. You cannot watch that tape and say that. There is no way. Has Kyle ever drafted a Texas player? He's traded for a few of them. John Ridgeway, O'Minihue. I don't know if we've drafted one. We picked up, what's his name, the undrafted free agent last year. But yeah. The awesome corner, Deshaun Jameson, that we left, and he's starting for the Panthers now. Yeah, Ladd seems to be the guy, but a lot more neithers. Y'all gonna be pissed come trading or come draft day. I'm just letting y'all know. Because there are some legitimate options. Okay, offensive tackle. Mims still there. That's a no for me. Jordan Morgan there. Not a no for me, but like, that's no ceiling whatsoever. Guyton's there. Kieran Armageddon. My pick would be Sua Matia and then Roger Rosengarten. Those two, if we're taking a tackle, that would be my conversation. Is Kingsley Sua Matia and Roger Rosengarten. Roger Rosengarten, one of the purest pass protectors out there, period. Training with Joe Staley, right? That's awesome. Leaves a lot to be wanted in the run game. And then you got Sua Matia, who's had the super high ceiling. So if tackle's the option, Sua Matia would be my pick personally. Everybody else is saying Roger Rosengarten. All the interior guys are gone. All three are gone. I think this is going to happen in the draft, by the way. I really do. Look, because in the past, You don't draft interior guys because they're so cheap. They're not cheap anymore. Interior guys are going for $20 million a year. So the age-old adage of, well, you don't have to draft interior guys because they're not that valuable. Not anymore. Not anymore. They are valuable now. And so whoever we draft in this spot, I think their cap hits like just over $3 million. Whoever we draft at 31 is making less than our starting center, Jake Brendel, who's, you know, super back end, you know, paid roster, whatever. Now, real quick, Rick says, you know, Rosengarter, if you say his last name like it's a, yeah. Rosengarter only if you say the Rookie of the Year movie, man. Is that not right? I think I'm saying it right. Am I saying it wrong? Now, that is kind of my thing, is saying guys' names wrong. I don't do it out of disrespect. I do it out of ignorance. Rosengarten. Yeah, Rosengarten. That's the way it's spelled. All right, let's look at the other positions defensively. Corners, no, they're all gone. The top rated one, Kool-Aid, would be ideal. Defensive interior, Braden Fisk, no. Chris Jenkins, possible. Rook, I saw somebody say Rook. David says take Rook here. I'm gonna say no there. What about Edge? Edge, Adisa Isaac, Jonah Ellis, Chris Broswell, Darius Robinson. Like, if I had to pick one player, somebody said, look, who's the one player you think the Niners are going to draft? Darius Robinson just checks way too many boxes. And I know it's not sexy, and I know we've always take defensive linemen, but if you put a gun to my head and you said, John, pick one player who you think the 49ers will draft, Darius Robinson would be my guess. He just checks everything. He's exactly what the 49ers want. He was the number one rated player at the Senior Bowl, voted by the players.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We just lost Armstead. He's the most Armstead in this draft. I don't know. I'm not saying that's what I would do, but if you had to, like, John, you got to pick one, it'd be Robinson. That would be who I would pick. Now, so we've gone through all the positions that I think the Niners would address. We do have two trade requests. The Eagles dropping down 19 spots, man. Whew. And then the Cowboys. Look at this. This is a haters only draft trades. I wonder what we could get to drop down that far. Let's do it. Let's just see with the Eagles, number 50 and 53. They don't have a lot of picks. I think we'd have to get something next year. I wonder if we take that off. Oh, you can get the Eagles second this year, pick 50 overall, drop back 19 spots. And they're second the following year. But they're going to be a competitive team. So I don't like that. The Cowboys are going to be a competitive team. I don't like that either. I do not like either of those trades. So I'm going to go back to draft a player. So here we go. I'm going to give you guys some options. And I'm going to see what y'all say, okay? Ladd McConkey. Kingsley Suamatia. And D. Robinson, wide receiver, an O-line, and a D-lineman. I think those are the three most likely fits for the 49ers. The Niners have met with all three of them. So you got to tell me who you want out of those three, okay? Ladd McConkey, Kingsley Suamatia, or Darius Robinson. I think Darius Robinson would be the most likely pick. Let me go through and read my write-up. Darius, 6'5", 285, huge. 34.5-inch arms. Dude should have been a tackle. 10 and 5/8-inch hands. Huge hands. Ran a 4.95. Golly. 23 years old, big athlete. Played inside, outside Missouri, team captain, organized extra team workouts. Met with 18 teams at the combine. Good Lord. True three-down lineman, can play everywhere. Great senior bowl. Slow off the ball, but his first step jumps off at times. Not consistent. Very chippy with old linemen after the play. Love that. Amazing in short yardage and goal line packages. You want to stop the run? Darius Robinson's your guy. He was a huge basketball player. You know, and so you like that. The footwork, the athleticism translates. Voted best player at the Senior Bowl. Look at his stats, man. 9 sacks. Go through this. 81.4 run defense grade, 83.2 pass rush grade. He's just got it all. Length. First step, I graded him a 5. It just wasn't consistent. It's really good for a 295-pound guy, but whenever you're grading him as an edge, worst case scenario, this dude's Cleveland Farrell. That's worst case. Worst case. Ah. Man, yeah, really, really good players right here. So let's go through some of these votes. Oh, goodness. all right. Robinson. Start with Salty. Okay, I'm going to count them up. Robinson. Kingsley. So now we're 2-2. Kingsley. Robinson, 0. Robinson, 1. O-line, 0. Robinson, 1. Kingsley, 0. D-Rob, 1. Robinson, 2. Robinson, 3. Kingsley, 2. D-line, that's 3. Uncle Salty says safety. No, we're not drafting safety. Sorry. Kingsley, 2. Kingsley, 1. Nobody said McConkey, by the way. Too many solid defensive linemen later. So Kingsley, we're back to 0. If we go D lineman, we should trade back. These trade backs are terrible. We didn't get one. So we're not trading. We're stuck. Tackle, Kingsley, 1. Robinson, 0. Man, y'all keep going back and forth, man. Let's see. Dorless and Robinson are similar. You can get Dorless later. Yeah, but I can say the same thing about Suamatia and Kieran, Armagagy. There's lots of similar players, but I don't disagree with you. Suamatia, too. Prefer, Invader says, prefer Aroro here. Is he 285 or 295? Let's go to my database because I do make mistakes. Let's see here. Darius Robinson. He came into the combine 285. Another Kingsley. That's 3. Yeah, so Kingsley's got the most votes. So let's go. I like Kingsley. I really do. 6'4", 326, 34 and a quarter inch arms, 10 and a half inch hands, huge. 5'04", 40. 21 years old. Golly, 31 bench press reps. Pass pro and athleticism. My favorite thing about Kingsley is I don't think that he has a low floor, but he might have the high ceiling that a lot of the first round tackles have. Upside is paramount whenever you're looking at Kingsley. Very athletic. Spring to his step. Hard to evaluate as there's not a lot like him. Crazy good hips, knee bend, doesn't lock on in the run game, misses defenders consistently. Yeah, the running game was an issue. No doubt. Pass blocking is a specialty, does lunge at defenders too often. I wish he was more patient. He's the opposite of Jordan Morgan. Jordan Morgan's patient, low ceiling. Kingsley's not patient, high ceiling. Metrics, athleticism, he has in spades. Starting right tackle and left tackle. Does leaning on defenders is his go-to move. Once he engages, man, he just freaking... Y'all remember those like punching bags we got when we were kids to get out our anger where it had the sand at the bottom and you like punch it and it like pops down and comes right back up and you hit it again, the clown thing, you know? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like, that's Kingsley. As soon as you engage it, it just like leans. Like, he's just... His footwork's a little lazy at times. He could... His balance issues, but the athleticism... It's not like he falls down a lot. Because whenever you talk about balance issue with linemen, if they're on the ground, that's a huge red flag. But he's so dang athletic, he could play with poor balance all the time and still be upright. Played 644 snaps at left tackle, gave up 2 sacks, 6 hits. 83.4 pass blocking grade, 55.8 zone blocking grade. He's not the best run blocker. I put IQ 5, length 7, athleticism 9, hand technique 4, anchor ability 8. So the two most important traits, he's top level, right? Athleticism 9, anchor ability. He's not Mike McGlinchey. You do not see this dude getting pushed back. You don't see it. But he might need some time. He might need some time. Eugene Monroe, Austin Jackson, those are kind of the guys. Second round grade. 49ers fits a 7. 49ers fits a 7. So, and I feel like anytime I ask you awesome people, you're going to go offensive line every time. I don't know if the Niners will. I don't know if the Niners will. And we're talking Kingsley. A little bit of a bust potential there. Maybe not bust potential, but I don't know. Like he's not the cleanest prospect. But that's what we're doing here. We're going Kingsley Suamatia. Yeah, he's a damn good player. I would not be upset in the least. I just got to find him. There he is. You know, they have him ranked. PFF has him 66th overall. Let me look up my... I have him 31st. He's my 31st player. Like, 49ers picking 31st. Now, I only have Michael Penix and Xavier Worthy ranked ahead of him who are available in this mock. I've got Penix 27, Worthy 29, and Suamatia 31. Where's McConkey at? Lad, I got him 40. They're all in the same range. I do have Rook. I got Rook 37. So we're going Kingsley here. I like it. Now, I'm not going to pay attention to the teams on the clock now. I'm going to go with guys that I think are going to be off the board because I want to fly through this quick just to see second round. So I'm just clicking names that I think will go in the first and second round. Okay. And some of these guys might not. Sandra Still's gone. I think the quarterbacks are gone. Not paid attention to the teams they're going to. I want to just get a quick snapshot of who I think will be available kind of in round two for the 49ers. Newbin will go eventually as the first safety. Yeah, Jatavion ain't going to be there. Braden Fisk, no. Pearsall, no. He's gone. You know, we're getting Javon Bullard for sure gone. Polk for sure gone. I think Jalen Polk might go in the first round, man. I really do. Chris Jenkins wouldn't be shocked at all. Kamari Laster, so slow but so clean. Let's get some of these linebackers. They're going to be gone. Yeah, Edgerrin, Christian Haynes, he's gone for sure. Darius still on there. He gone. Corley, maybe, but I think Legette's gone for sure. So, you know, as we go through these names, and it's just like, yeah, these guys are gone. Mashar Nearland, that's somebody that could be in play at, you know, number 31 as well. And so is, you know, Rosengarten. But I like Kingsley more. That's just me. Eventually, Jonathan Brooks, second round, that's probably where he's going to be going. We'll go Morgan as well. Just scrolling through. Jalen Worthy, he's gone. I do like Brandon Coleman, the tackle. I know we already took a tackle, but Trey Benson, I can see him going. Any other quarterbacks? I think we got some more quarterbacks. I want to make sure they're gone. Nope. Never mind. Only a couple more picks till we're back on the clock here. Yeah, Max Melton's gone. He's too clean a prospect. Adisa Isaac, I could see going. TJ Tampa, he's a trade specific. Certain teams will like him a lot more than others. Roman Wilson, sure. And then let's see here. Trying to make this as, you know, quick and accurate as possible. Not really seeing anybody that's going to like fly off the shelves. So, yeah, we'll do Rosengarten. He's gone too. All right. Niners are back on the clock. 63. I'm not going to spend near as much time. We're already at the hour point. So let's look at positions. Wide receivers, Malachi Corley, Jermaine Burton, Devontrez Walker, Javon Baker, Johnny Wilson, McMillan, Malik Washington. Who's my number one wide receiver that's available on this list? I think Devontae Walker. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Devontae Walker's my highest. Maybe not. Yeah, Polk, McConkey, they're gone. They're gone. Yeah. Is Pearsall gone too? Yep. That would be probably my number one if we're just looking at wide receivers. Devontae Walker. So let me read through him just real quick, just because we haven't spent a lot of time on him. Oop, I'm on the my war room instead of my draft book. Boom, ba da boom, boom, boom. Devontae's. I keep spelling it wrong. There we go. 6'1", 193, 4.36 speed, 23 years old, speed explosion. Built like a complete wide receiver, but needs to adjust his play style fit the NFL. North Carolina is a weird system. Has the tools, still a prospect. Speed A+. Struggled with drops in Senior Bowl, but his tape never showed that. Played his best versus elite competition. I did like that. Explodes off the tape. Route tree's a mess. Most production came from hitches and go routes. Yeah. He does his work before the ball gets to him. Mike Wallace, that's type of the player he is. Now, interior, tight end Jatavian's gone. Eric All's there. I'm not taking a tight end here in the second round. Not named my man out of Texas, Jatavian Sanders. There's some guards, but we went tackle. So I don't think we're going back-to-back old linemen, even if we wanted to. Corners, Rakestraw, Lassiter. I love Kamari Lassiter. You put him in the nickel, you're good. Andrew Phillips, the Niners love him. That is a very realistic option. Cornerback Andrew Phillips at the second round. Again, you're asking me, okay, who's somebody that you think the Niners are going to pick in the second or third round? Andrew Phillips is at the top of my list, cornerback out of Kentucky. Let's look at D linemen. Now, I will say this. When we don't go defensive tackle or end early, I usually love these guys that are available there. Brandon Dorlus is there. Michael Hall, Tavondre Sweat, Kai Wingo, Carter. There are so many defensive tackles I like in this class. Whew. But if you were Darius Robinson, excited about that, Dorlus, he's the same dude. He's the same dude, just a watered-down version. I have him as an edge, but you want to put him at, you know, whatever. I don't have a problem with that. You want to move him inside. Jonah Ellis, Niners met with him. Xavier Thomas, Austin Booker, Javon Solomon would probably be my highest-rated edge out of Troy. Ooh, this is fun. So, all right, then we got no trades. So here's my, I'm going to give you the names. We're going wide receiver, Devontae Walker. We're going Brandon Dorlus. We're going Javon Solomon Edge. And we're going Andrew Phillips. Those are our four. Okay, and then we'll wind this show to a close here. But again, wide receiver, Devontae Walker. You've got defensive tackle slash end, Brandon Dorlus out of Oregon. You've got Javon Solomon, edge rusher out of Troy, or you got Andrew Phillips, nickel outside corner, can do it all. You know, who you want to go there? Who you want to go there? Invader, I think Dorlus had effort issues to answer for. Yeah, he's got some weird tape because he's just in between. You put him at tackle, he's got good effort. You put him at edge, not great. Andrew Phillips. Phillips, don't like Dorlus. Walker, Phillips, Walker, Phillips. I'm telling you guys, this dude, Andrew, is just a freaking stud. 5'10", 190, 4.48 speed. Met with the Niners. Change of direction, versatility, can play everywhere. In and out of breaks is fun to watch. Lower body explosiveness, off the charts. Should never play off coverage. We don't do that. Wilkes is gone. Actually, has nickel experience. Most people in this draft don't. There is not a team that will have Andrew Phillips off their board. Clean player. Already graduated. Dad played linebacker at Kentucky. He's got that attitude. Had a 49.4 long jump. Oh, dude's an athlete. Was ranked number one in the nation. Over 1,000 career snaps. I'm telling you, man, because he didn't get the start. So if you're looking at like starts, he didn't get them because he was a nickel. Nickels usually aren't considered starters on first down. I'm telling you, man. Sometimes plays with a little too much hair on fire versus the run game, but it's refreshing to see in this draft. He has what almost every corner in this draft does not have, and that's a set of balls. This dude's got them in spades. Think about Major League. In the home run, he's running down the first baseline to his teammates. Like, that's Andrew Phillips, man. Right here, Josh. Knowing Kyle, he would take a running back here. Come on now. That hurts. Yeah, Max Melton's gone. He's too clean. Like, Max Melton and Andrew Phillips, clean. There's no red flags on the tape, on the player, on the person. You those guys skyrocket. If you have versatility, and not just scheme versatility, position versatility. These guys can play in man, they can play in zone, they can play nickel, they can play outside. This is the new NFL. It's Max Melton, it's Max Melton, and it's Andrew Phillips. These are the guys. You've got to have them on your roster. It's Diamador Lenore. Like, there is just so much value there. Byron Palace says DTD. I wasn't as high on him as a lot. I mean, he's good. Where did I end up putting him at? No, I mean, I've got him in the fourth. Yeah, I've got him in the fourth, way below a lot of other guys here. And I don't think he can play nickel. I did not see that in his tape. And he's a weird cat. He's just a weird guy. Not that it's a bad thing, being weird and whatever else. But I could not see. Again, I'll pull up my draft writing on him. I did not see this. Straight line speed, that's huge. Lack of size and length is an issue. Can cover some ground. True free safety that would need a cover one or cover three. Like, I did not like him coming up and playing the run. Now, his PFF grade was better than his tape grade was. Doesn't believe space is a real thing. Was a high school running back. Is Mr. 5A in Oklahoma, which, you know, the Oklahoma's kind of like a JV league to Texas football, but that's still impressive. Had to get my Oklahoma shots in there. His burst is incredible. He knows where everybody's supposed to be. 58 games at Tech. I did not see somebody that could play slot. I could be wrong. He fits the mold. 5'10", 200. He fits it. Man coverage 3. Tackling 6. Those were my rankings on him. Ball skills 8. I think he's a safety only. And that's just my evaluation. Not saying you're wrong. I could be way wrong. I'm wrong all the time. But that's just kind of how I feel about that. And I got a 4th-round grade on him anyway. He would not be consideration here for me. So here at round 2, I'm very pleased with this. We're going to Andrew Phillips, cornerback out of Kentucky. And we got to finish this draft. Here we go. I think that's the last one. There we go. So let's see how PFF analyzed this. Don't really give a damn what they think. Oh, look at that. I earned a new award. That's awesome. I'm going to hang that up. They didn't grade all our picks because we did all the picks. We did all the picks. So we got no grades. You got no grades to hold me down. Da-da-da-da. That's a little Pinocchio rhyme there. So that was our draft. And, you know, I don't feel bad about it. Yeah, Kingsley Suamachi in the first round. Yeah, Andrew Phillips in the second round. Now, I understand, like, what was our goal? Our goal was realistic draft. That's what we're trying to accomplish here. This is very, like, that is a realistic option. It's not a home run. And yeah, you can print out 50 mock drafts that are better than that you see on Twitter or wherever else. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm telling you, you got to taper your expectations. Because, you know, everybody's going to say, like, somebody told me earlier today, like, Cooper DeJean should be the pick in the first round. I'm like, hey, he went 15th off the board. Troy Fontenot, 14th. People are like, oh, get a tackle. Grant Barton, 23rd off the board. And maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am. I want to be wrong in this case, but Zach Frazier, my draft crush, we didn't even have a chance to get him. And whenever I take Zach Frazier, people are mad at me, but you're talking about picks 24 through 31. Every damn team needs a center or a guard. Every team. And so you got 9 straight teams that need that position. Oh, It's fun, man. It's fun. People arguing me. Javon Bullard was gone big time. I like him salty. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the conversation and the dialogue back and forth, brother. Right here, Aaron Rubin says, have we confirmed he means outer space? Because if he hates the concept of space as a defender, then I agree with him. Yeah, he doesn't think planets are real, I think. Yeah, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but yeah, that dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. He's I don't know. Bullard is Brian's number one safety. My number one safety is Cameron Kitchens. And I was asked earlier, could he play nickel? I didn't see him as a nickel player. My safeties, and on our big board, we differentiate between safeties who can play nickel. Javon Bullard can play nickel. Kalen Bullock can play nickel. Tyreek Smith out of Georgia can. Dejon Anthony, who out of Ole Miss, that's somebody that's not getting a lot of play or a lot of respect. Like, I've got a fourth round grade on him. I actually have him ahead of Darion Taylor. He's somebody that is a perfect Niners fit. I've got a 10 on Niners fit. Dejon Anthony out of Ole Miss. He's a perfect fit for the Niners. Chris, so you're saying the Niners have a chance at Cooper Dejon? I wish. I just don't want him to go to a team like the Eagles, and I think there's a chance. Ugh. Right here, Dave. Yeah, he and Dobbs won't get along. The astronaut, physicist, and a guy that doesn't believe in space at the same time. What's up, CG? How you doing, bro? But anyway, this is fun, guys. Appreciate the show. Hopefully you guys liked it. I know it's a little different than what we've been doing. But again, go back through and listen who was available at 31. It's not going to be what we think it's going to be. And I'm sure I will be surprised by what it is. But you guys are awesome. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.